KMJ News Time is 7:50, and if it's Monday, which it is, that means we get to bring in Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
So I've wondered for the longest time, because I go to River Park a lot, what was going to ever happen with Yoshino's, and now we have an answer.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Yoshino, you know, that River Park's been closed since May 2020, early in the pandemic. The lease was up, and the family that owns the restaurant, just decided to focus on the other location, which remains open. The high-profile space will be vacant no more later this spring or summer. A familiar women's clothing boutique is going to be taking about 1,400 of the 2,500 square feet that Yoshino left over. The tenant is called Bum Bum Society, and the owner is Alma Wolverton. She started the business about 10 years ago near Champlain and Perrin before moving to River Park about 7 years ago. She said she enjoys the family atmosphere of River Park and wanted to move to a more prominent space there. It's actually kind of catty-cornered to where her existing space is. It's going to be larger for Bum Bum and a chance to expand on Alma's personal stylist service that she got into kind of during the pandemic by going to people's homes and revamping their wardrobe. Over there at the new location, people will be able to go in and free of charge. Alma will be like a personal shopper, bringing everything you might be interested in wearing while sipping, you know, champagne or a spritzer. It's pretty cool. Just wanted to wish good luck to Alma Wolverton and Bum Bum as they embark later this year on a new adventure over there at River Park.
Just out of sheer curiosity, did Yoshino just close down? Did they move somewhere?
No, they, you know, I think they had two locations and they just, the other one was, I think, like Blackstone and Sierra. And I think, you know, the lease was up back in May 2020 and, you know how things were back then.
Don't we all? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right. So branding is everything these days. I mean, whether it's individuals or major corporations, branding is everything. And to that end, Fresno First Bank thinking maybe they need a larger footprint, a larger profile. They may look to change their name.
Yeah. You know, we've spoken about Fresno First Bank in the past. They do a lot of kind of cool name and image likeness marketing with Fresno State students. More news about the bank. It's entering 18 years of operations. It has a new name, and it will now be known as FFB Bank. It's a transition that was 6 months in the making. The company, as you mentioned, seeks more of a national profile. And they also, you know, kind of acknowledge that it happened to come during the biggest banking story in the last 15 years, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and other banks. You know, you don't usually see banks make front page news, but this is a different time. FFB is an acronym, obviously, for Fresno First Bank. You know, they're still recognizing their roots, but you know, they have an eye towards expanding their customer base outside of the Valley in California. And, you know, they thought it would be best not to have a location-based name in order to do that. During the pandemic, most banks had to lean heavily on digital services, and FFB was one of them. And as a result, they have a customer base already in Southern California and 30 other states. So they just want to expand on that. But they're going to stay a single branch bank. The bank, you know, they're here in Fresno. They're going to keep their headquarters in Fresno. They're just looking to go a little bit bigger. And, you know, we wish them all the luck.
Absolutely. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Well, I mean, and these days, I mean, if you go to this might sound silly, but if you go to something with an acronym, that's not a bad thing.
No, I mean, it kind of creates a little bit of mystery.
Right.
You want to know right. What it is, you know, and then you'll learn they're from Fresno.
All right. Thank you, Gabe. Always appreciate it. Gabe Dillard joins us every Monday from the Business Journal. We'll see you next week.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you.